Nonprofits warn of potential TVA privatization ahead of board hearings, written by Amanda Durish Cook and read by an automated voice. Environmental and social justice organizations have expressed concerns the Tennessee Valley Authority, or TVA, could be headed toward privatization with a slate of board candidates assembled by the Trump administration. The nonprofit group Appalachian Voices is urging senators to question the four TVA board nominees' intentions as to the sale of TVA's publicly owned assets to private companies. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee has a hearing October 22 to consider board nominees. The nonprofit said it is concerned the potential new board composition could sell TVA to the highest bidder. The Senate committee is due to consider. Mitch Graves of Memphis, Tennessee, a healthcare CEO who has served as a board member for Memphis Light, Gas and Water and maintains investments in multiple energy companies. Jeff Haggard of Knoxville, Tennessee, an attorney who has experience in criminal defense, injury litigation and representing university sports coaches and student athletes. Randy Jones, Guntersville, Alabama, an insurance executive who also serves on the Guntersville Electric Board. Arthur Graham of Jacksonville, Florida, a member of the Florida Public Service Commission through January 1, 2026, and a former city council member. If installed on the board, Graham would be the first TVA board member to live outside of states that contain TVA service territory. Trump's fifth nominee to the TVA board, businessman Lee Beeman of Nashville, Tennessee, is not included on the agenda for the upcoming hearing and is expected to be considered later. Beeman is the former owner of a network of Nashville-area car dealerships and is a prominent Republican fundraiser. For months, the 9-seat TVA Board of Directors has lacked a quorum. It contains just three members, Chair Bill Renick, Bobby Klein, and Wade White. TVA requires five board members to establish a quorum and make decisions. The Trump administration fired Biden-era appointees Michelle Moore, Joe Rich, and Beth Geer in the span from late April to mid-June. The Trump administration previously proposed selling off parts of the TVA. During Trump's first term, his team twice floated the idea to privatize some of TVA's assets in budget requests for fiscals 2019 and 2020. At the time, the White House Office of Management and Budget reasoned that the private sector is better positioned to own transmission assets, and that government ownership causes suboptimal investment decisions and unnecessary risk to taxpayers. Congress rejected both attempts. So far in his second term, Trump hasn't proposed the sale of TVA assets in a formal budget proposal. However, Appalachian Voices said it suspects the administration will pursue sales directly through the TVA board and CEO. Appalachian Voices, along with Energy Alabama, the Sierra Club, Third Act Tennessee, Sunrise Nashville, and multiple union organizations, hosted two virtual rallies October 16 to urge the public to oppose TVA privatization. In a press release, Appalachian Voices said it was apprehensive that the slate of candidates could sell off TVA's assets. The group called the roster largely unqualified and said TVA needs expertise on its board of directors, not pro-privatization auctioneers. We urge senators to use this hearing and other conversations with the TVA board nominees to ensure they intend to keep TVA in the people's hands, and to reject any nominees who don't prioritize the interests of the people of the Tennessee Valley over billionaires and corporations, Bree Nisley, director of public power campaigns at Appalachian Voices, said in a statement. The Revolving Door Project, an executive branch appointee watchdog, said the Trump administration seeks to stack the TVA governing board with a slate of nominees seemingly poised to do the bidding of his billionaire allies and corporate donors alike. The group added that the Trump has reinvigorated concerns over TVA's privatization. TVA didn't outright answer RTO Insider's request for comment on possible privatization. Instead, the federally owned utility provided a fact sheet noting that it is fully self-financed through revenue from its electric sales since 1999 and does not contribute to taxpayer expenses. In fact, every year, TVA is a source of cash to the federal government, paying annual dividend-like return payments on the original investment in the power system, TVA said. The TVA model also results in savings every year for taxpayers across the country. TVA provides services that would otherwise be the responsibility of other federal agencies, such as river system management, flood control, navigation, land management, and other related regional, multi-state functions without taking any annual appropriated funding. TVA said its management of reservoirs and recreation areas serve as a driver for nearly $12 billion in total economic activity and more than 130,500 jobs. It also said it prevents more than $300 million in flood loss each year.